are here in beautiful New York City with Tony Battelle at the Think 17 conference. How are you, Tony?
Very good. Very good. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you, too. We had to travel cross country to do this.
But it's New York. Who can beat that? That's an awesome city here.
There's a lot going on outside, that's for sure. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Think takeaways. What do you want to gain when you come here, what do you look for that you want to take back to CU Direct?
You know, Think is a great conference. We've been business partners with the co-op for a lot of years, mm-hmm. so I've been coming to this for a number of years, and it's just a great think out of the box kind of a meeting.
Yep.
And I always get something. It's a little early right now.
First day.
But I'm just hoping to get some of those, you know, aha moments where you mm-hmm. kind of say, hey, that makes total sense. They always bring out speakers to really look at how you can think about our business that's not financial services related, mm-hmm. all these companies, and really really innovate around that. So there's always some good stuff here.
Yeah, they do a really good job of like bringing people from outside the industry and then kind of adapting the message to credit unions. It's a really kind of a cool little mix they do.
It is. It's really good. Yeah. And it's been working for a lot of years for them.
Let's talk about you guys. Keys to credit unions remaining competitive in the auto lending marketplace in 2017. What are a couple of keys here that you can divulge for us?
You know, I think today it's just really staying engaged. Credit unions have done a great job, at least the last few years, at making a lot of loans. Double-digit growth, I think, for most credit unions. I know for us, we've had 16% growth last year, and we're off to a start this year where it's double-digit growth.
Really?
So,
wow.
So it's really about just staying engaged, staying mm-hmm. Focused on the pain points of the dealership to make sure that you're doing a good job of getting funding fast and mm-hmm. saying yes fast, mm-hmm. getting to yes fast, which has always been our theme. And being able to make sure they get the funds back to them and service the dealers and answer their questions. And I think the big change, though, seems to be about really getting a lot of the transaction done before you even get to the dealership.
Yep.
So that seems to be kind of a trend that all the lenders mm-hmm. are doing. So you're seeing a lot of pre-approvals before they get to the dealership and just transacting that there mm-hmm. at the dealership.
Well, that's called leverage, when you can go into the dealership and go, hey, I'm already pre-qualified, I'm ready to go. Give me a car.
It is. You know, you're also seeing a little in the marketplace today. You're seeing a little bit of pullback from the big banks and the finance companies, from mostly the non-prime area. So I think there's not that way. See credit unions get into that, but because of that, I think they're getting more of the prime business today right now.
Okay.
So we're definitely seeing a pullback from some of the bigger players, mostly in the non-prime area though.
I remember coming out to your conference, the CU Direct conference last year, which was in San Diego, which was nice for me. It's in my hometown.
Yeah.
But we were talking about kind of auto lending kind of plateauing this year and new car sales kind of leveling off, but maybe used cars going up. Are you seeing any of that this year?
We are.
Or is it the same as usual?
No, it's definitely happening. I mean,
okay.
the new cars are kind of plateaued, even falling a little bit.
Yeah.
And used cars are maybe inching up a little bit.
Okay.
So the market's probably about the same volume as last year.
Okay.
I think what you're seeing for the growth is that credit unions are taking business from banks and captives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be happening. You know, we don't do any real effective any much leasing at all in, mm-hmm. in credit unions. So
mm-hmm.
you're seeing a lot of the captives push more of the leasing right now,
okay.
and you're seeing some of the banks do a little bit more in the leasing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But from just a lending perspective of that pie, what's available in the lending pie,
mm-hmm.
You're seeing credit unions actually, you know, take more of that right
wow.
now.
Yeah, so it sounds like the numbers are still healthy. It's just a little bit of a change.
It is. And I think it's just, you know, stand engaged with the dealers, focusing on, you know, how you can make things better. Because I do think credit unions are generally doing a pretty good job right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's probably just a natural cycle as well, because how many people need a new car all the time? I mean, it's nice to have a new car, but it sounds like everyone's bought them in the last couple of years after the recession. You know, it's like, okay, now is the time to buy a new car type of thing.
Well, the average car on the road is still well over 10 years.
Is it?
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It has not come down much. So you're talking, that I think there is going to still be some demand. I mean, you know, 16 million cars a year is still a healthy number.
Yeah.
And they do expect that to, stay fairly steady for the next few years.
All right. And let's talk about, speaking of your conference, is coming up in a few weeks.
It is.
It's the CU Direct Drive Conference in Las Vegas, May 24th and the 25th, right?
That is correct, at the Cosmopolitan Hotel.
Nice place.
I hope to see many of you there.
Yeah, you want to give us a quick little summary on what you got? Is there like a theme or what's going on there this year?
You know, and we're kind of staying with that theme of getting to yes faster.
Okay.
You know, the concept of really helping credit unions. You know, we got such an impatient world with their members. You know, they need to. If you're gonna say yes, you know, don't take 3 days to do it. Don't take 45 minutes to do it. You know, do it in just a couple minutes if at the most. And it's really just trying to use all the technology available today to make sure that we're able to get that, you know, yes. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, in some cases there will be a no, but, you know, let's get a yes or no fast.
Right.
That's the bottom line. But we have a great lineup of keynote speakers. We have the president of the NADA speaking. We have, a lot of, you know, motivational and industry speakers. We have a dealer panel, always a couple dealer panels, actually. That's always a big draw. People always want to hear directly from the dealers and what they're thinking, what's changing in their world. Mm-hmm. So it'll be good.
Always a good time. Tony, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
well done.
All right.
Keep up the good work.